2 Kings chapter 7. Then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Tomorrow about this time a measure of fine flour. Homer, Kor. About 6.25 bushels, 60 gallons, 222 liters, shall be sold for a shekel of silver. About 4/10 of an ounce, 11.4 grams, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, in the gate of Samaria." Then an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God, and said, "Indeed. If the Lord Jehovah would make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" And he, Elisha, said, "You shall see it with your eyes, but shall not eat of it." And there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, "Why should we sit here until we die? If we say, 'We will enter into the city,' then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we will die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall to the host army of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." And they rose up in the twilight, to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they had come to the outermost part of the camp of Syria, there was no man there. Because the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great army. And they said to one another, "The king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites, and the kings of the Egyptians, to come upon us." Therefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents, and their horses, and their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the outermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and ate and drank, and carried from there silver, and gold, and clothing, and went and hid it. And came again, and entered into another tent, and carried from there also, and went and hid it. Then they said to one another, "We are not doing well. This day is a day of good news, and we are holding our peace. If we stay until the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." So they came and called to the porter, gatekeeper, of the city. And they told them, saying, "We came to the camp of the Syrians, and, indeed, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied, and donkeys tied, and the tents as they were." And he called the gatekeepers. And they told it to the king's household inside. And the king arose in the night, and said to his servants, "I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry. Therefore they have gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, 'When they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive, and get into the city.'" And one of his servants answered and said, "I ask you, let some take 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Indeed, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Look, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed, and let us send and see." They therefore took 2 chariot horses. And the king sent after the army of the Syrians, saying, "Go and see." And they went after them to the Jordan River. And, all the road was full of clothes and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned, and told the king. And the people went out, and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour. Homer, Kor. About 6.25 bushels, 60 gallons, 222 liters was sold for a shekel. Of silver. About 0.4 ounces, 11.4 grams. And 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah. And the king appointed the officer on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate, and the people trampled him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. And it came to pass as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel, shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. And that officer answered the man of God, and said, "Now, look, if the Lord Jehovah should make windows in heaven, could such a thing be?" And he said, "Indeed. You shall see it with your eyes, but shall not eat of it." And so it happened to him. Because the people trampled him in the gate, and he died.